two guys chilling in a van 6 feet apart so we don't get corona. Hey.
That was terrible, Michael. You're just... God dang it.
All right, that's it.
That's it. We're gonna live with the pain.
Guys, this is our first time ever trying to record the first episode of Waiting for Ascension.
There's no more episodes been recorded before this.
I'm your half host, Michael Dean.
Half host.
This is your other half host, Gavin Burleson. Yes. Say hi, Gavin Burleson.
Burleson.
I always add an L.
You don't need to do that.
Burleson. Wait, what? How do you say
Burleson?
Burleson.
There's a L in it, but like you're like Earl. All right, guys. This is Waiting for Ascension. This is our podcast.
We are chilling in my van.
Yes, Michael's hippie van, dude. It's
awesome.
FWA, it's... Women for America.
No, it's FWA. Yes, it's... you said FWA.
FWA.
This is WFA, Waiting for Ascension.
We don't have to call out every one of my mistakes, okay? We don't need this. We don't need that smoke here, Michael.
We'll leave it for the bloopers.
Nah, it's fine. So, you know, we're gonna start out. This is our first ever episode. I guess this is like a pilot, as you could say. Because even if you guys don't like it, guess what? We're still gonna do it. So you can live with the fact.
If you don't like it,
subscribe, like,
kidnap your enemies and force them to watch.
Yes,
it.
Yes, make them listen to it.
Yeah.
In a van, very
if
much
you
like
think
Michael's.
If we're horrible, send the link to all the people you hate so we'll get the view.
Yes. Send it to everybody so you can make them pay. All right. This is very cheesy going on right here.
I don't have a lot of friends, but Gavin has a lot of friends, and so it'll probably be most of Gavin's friends that are listening to it.
It's all right. All my friends are going to be your friends.
Cool.
Yes. That's how I am with Severin, dude. Like, I literally went, hung out with Severin and his group of buddies, and now, like, I'm talking to all of them, like, hanging out with all of them. I got a band with one of them. It's just...
Plug your band, dude.
Dude, we haven't even got to do a first practice, because we started it literally right before Corona hit.
Oh, dang.
Dude, Corona... Tough times right now, man. Tough times with Corona.
Like, this is... It's crazy to think that one day, kids, our kids... Not Gavin and mine's kids, but my kids that I have separately and Gavin's kids that he has separately because we're both straight, they're going to learn about this stuff in, like, history class. Yes. Like, that's crazy. Or, like, biology.
It's been a thing coming. Like, this whole past couple of years, the next couple, I mean, it's just going to be a giant chapter in a textbook. Like, we had the impeachment of Trump, third ever president to be... impeached. Now we're not gonna get into politics at anytime soon right now because it'll be for a later date. But
I mean, don't tread on me hat. Is that political,
dude? That's a whole flag right there, man. Bury me in one of those, Brooke. I saw
we're
that
both
you...
Republican, by the way. Just so you
yes.
know,
yes.
If you're a liberal,
send it to your enemies. Make them listen.
If you're a liberal. Read any American history book, you uncultured swine.
Nah, Brooke, I know how much you like not having me open your snaps based on that FaceTime yesterday. I FaceTimed her yesterday. I left her on because she FaceTimed me, and I was like, hey, I can't talk to you right now. I'm going to call you back.
Pause. Just for clarification, Gavin's getting a bunch of Snapchats on his phone while we're trying to record this. And so he's having to ignore them because, like I said, he has a lot of friends.
Not so much. Y'all guys are...
I literally have such little friends that my notifications for all my social media aren't on because
they only text me around this time. But
there's only one person I talk to like daily who I'm not related to, and it's my brother-in-law. So that shows you how popular I am.
Dude, Michael, you always can talk to me.
Yeah.
Preferably not on text because I don't like using my actual. I have so many unopened texts. It's not even funny. No, yesterday I'm FaceTiming her. Plug your snap, Gavin. I hang up. I'm going to put all that in the description, but I hang up on her FaceTime because I'm like, hey, I'm outside doing some work right now. I can't call her. So I snap her and I'm like, hey, I can't talk to you right now. I'm outside working. I'll call you back as soon as I can. And so she sends back a snap saying, okay, I get inside, open it up, look at it. I was like, okay, cool. I call her and I'm just sitting there talking to her and she goes to snap it. She's sitting here like complaining about me leaving her on open for 7 minutes. And I was like, because I called you. And she was like, nope, so I'm going to leave you unopened now. And I was like, what? So, Brooke, I'm very, very sorry. Please don't hate me.
I don't know who you are, Brooke, but he's very sorry. You know
Brooke.
Sorry.
I dated Brooke back when Boulevard. We didn't date for that long.
Just I don't know, I'll see a picture or something.
Yeah, I'll show you later. It's unimportant.
Gavin's had a lot of friends.
But anyways, I mean, yeah, this is our first episode. We're going to try and be doing this weekly. You want to hang out weekly?
Bet.
All right.
I have nothing better to do. We got a
plan. Me neither.
Everything's shut down.
Quarantine. Quarantine. So, Michael, let's jump into it, dude. What's been going on with you during quarantine?
I've been in my head a lot because there's nothing to do.
That's a scary place, Michael. We don't need to be there.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. I've gone in there multiple times and got trapped. Come out a week later, and everything's different.
Dude, it's like me when I play Minecraft. Think I'm gone for 30 minutes, a whole freaking 7 hours has gone by. Like,
honestly, dude, Minecraft is literally time travel.
Dude, Minecraft is it. Minecraft is it. We're I'm 17. You're 18 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 18. I'm almost 18. We're still over here playing Minecraft for hours upon hours.
I just think it's awesome because I grew up on that game. And it disappeared. Like, no one played it. And then it had, like, this complete, like, comeback. Second wave.
Because they had released it on, like, systems and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, it had a complete second wave. And now it's popular to play Minecraft again.
When I played Minecraft, this was it, okay? You could do a little bit, mine a little bit, go into the nether, you know, no real bosses there. Go into the end, beat the dragon. That's pretty much it for your game. Like, lower. And then now you have, like, sunken ships, you have guardians and all this stuff going on in it. Like, it's crazy. It's a quarantine killer, dude.
Pillagers. Oh my God.
Dude, if you can't meet up in real life with your homies, meet them on the Minecraft. That's all. Facts. That's all I gotta say.
I got mad Minecraft skills.
So, Michael, you have a job. So, I mean, you're getting out the house a little bit.
Yeah. So, I'm a janitor. So, my job hasn't fully shut down.
I'm a janitor.
Yeah, I am, dude. I'm kind of proud of it, too, because I get paid, like, decently well, and I'm there for maybe, like, if I wanted to, like, 2 hours, and that's it. I'm getting paid, like... I'll be pretty open about it. I'm getting paid $100 a week, and I don't do a whole lot.
I mean, that's still better than most minimum wage jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, for real.
Yeah. And so, like, honestly, I've been contemplating, right after Corona's over, going to get another job and just having that one. Because, literally, I can go there after hours, whatever. Like, I have pretty much free reign. So, yeah, I mean, it keeps me out of the house a little bit, which is good. Keeps me having a little bit of human contact and interaction, which is always good. But at the same time, I clean things, so...
I'm not gonna lie, dude. The whole vibe's feeling different now that those LEDs are gone.
Oh, yeah. Sad so we were times. Recording in a room where we had, like, some mad LEDs.
Yeah, dude. Now I'm feeling, like, less vibing than I was. I was like, yeah, man, LED. That's my life now. That is always gonna be my life. We could have brought them in and plugged in, dude. That is too much work, Michael. Tape them back up on the wall. The sticky part's gone, so we had to, like, tape them up.
It still looks dope, though. We use clear tape. All right, we're not savages.
So, and later on in our episodes, you know, first off, I just want to say, guys, you know, thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for listening. You're
mowing your lawn.
Yes.
If you're giving your dog a bath.
Yes.
If you're giving your tiger a bath.
If you're hanging with the homies on Minecraft.
Oklahoma owns tigers.
You're right, dude. Carol Baskin, she deserved to die. Check the septic tank. Check the septic tank. Killing her husband. I swear to God.
I started the first episode,
but I've been mostly just like looking at the memes.
The memes are great.
It's funny. His music is hilarious. I'm not even gonna lie. It's some serious music, but
his story
hilarious.
Is kind of sad. You know?
It's a sad. It's also a really weird story. Looking at where he's at now. I mean,
yeah. Now there's people trying to get him out. The people who raided Area 51 are trying to get him out.
Oh, my God. Raid.
It's like raid the prison.
Raid on Joe Exotic.
Yeah, they're like, they want
him out. Have you seen that picture that Rainn Wilson put, the guy who played Dwight of Dwight Exotic?
Yeah.
That was great.
I saw one where it was like, my brother posted it. It was like him and Donald Trump merged together.
What the heck?
It was hilarious.
That would be a sight to see. That's his grandchild right there. So, I mean, just give us some topics to talk about in future episodes.
Yeah, leave in the comments,
regardless,
guys.
If you like it or not, we're doing it. Because your opinions don't mean anything to us unless they're...
Unless you're a fan.
Unless they're positive opinions.
Yeah, if it's positive opinions or, like, good criticism. Because we can take the good criticism.
Yes,
just
we can
not
take...
the bullying.
Yeah, if you bully us, I will cry. I will cry for an hour and 30 minutes or however long we do this.
We'll have an entire podcast of him crying. Do you want that? Do you want to hear an entire
podcast? Do you
want to
hear me cry? I will sit here and pet my cat crying.
Just be kind. We want a good, decent community.
You know, our ideas
for
this...
And we want to boost Muskogee because Muskogee needs it. We love Muskogee.
Someone come fill these potholes.
Honestly. Anyway. Dude, our roads suck.
I mean, there's still that road over there near your house that's just completely demolished for like 4 months and still demolished, dude.
They fixed that up.
Not recently, dude. Wait, I went by there. That one.
Oh, 24th, yeah. So we live in Muskogee, and there's this
one. Don't tell him that. We're going to get stalkers.
So we live in Muskogee, and there's this one street that's a street over from where I live. So come and find me.
Yes.
But they were like, hey, we're gonna fix this up. And so they tore up the entire road.
For the first time ever.
And it's been sitting there, just a giant mud pit.
That's where our tax money goes to.
And I have a dog who likes to jump fences. And so every now and again, I'll drive by there. And he'll just be playing in the mud. Yeah, he'll literally just be playing in the mud.
That's great. That's great.
I'm like, Ace, get back in the car. And he'll run and jump, and he'll get in the car, and I'll take him back home. I drove over there. I drove by Pop and Go. That's how close I live to Pop and Go, by the way. Come find me.
Come find me. Yeah. Roll up.
He was freaking. People were handing him food at Pop and Go. I just fed him. He's part great. He's
he didn't
great,
want it. He
he's
didn't
half
want
great
it.
Dane. And so he'll eat anything. Eat. And so I was like Ace, get back in the car. Like, come on, go home. And he didn't want to go home. So I was like, all right, get in the car. And I took him home. But yeah, he's a pain, dude. I love him to death, though.
You know, we're going to try and get some guests on the show. We're going to answer some of y'all's questions.
Baby
talk
no
about
money,
some of your... Yes, baby no money, dude. If you get on the show,
Will Smith,
we will boost your career.
Will Smith,
we will boost
you
your,
are my
all
idol.
Of your careers. All right?
John Krasinski.
So, like, we were talking
hot.
About... dude, like, we were talking about quarantine. So, for me, it's been more of a... I recently quit my job due to some personal reasons I don't want to really get into. But I just couldn't be around the environment anymore. Michael knows what's up.
Too much ice cream. He's lactose
yeah,
intolerant.
That's what it was. It was Brahms, by the way. So yeah. I quit my job, and this had been right before quarantine started. My dumb self doesn't have another. Oh, I'm enlisted in the Army. That's one thing you'll learn about me is I'm enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserves, and I'm trying to make a career as an officer, but for now, I'm a fueler, 92 Fox. You know, great stuff, great stuff. You know, if we talk about political stuff, I'm not going to be able to trash whatever president we have later this year. Took an oath, because part of your oath
I
is
can.
Not to talk about, like, poorly on your president. So
I don't like liberals.
Hillary, if you become president, I'm just going to say...
Hillary?
Yes.
Is she running again?
I think she was, but she got Mike Bloomberg took over. I don't know. I'm just saying, if Hillary ever became president,
Bernie,
I'm out. I'm going to Canada.
If you win the election, Bernie Sanders...
Bernie Sanders. Mike Bloomberg.
We're once again asking you not to win this election.
Once again, don't make me have Russia interfere.
I've hated Russians since they killed Patrick Swayze. That's a Ralphie May joke. I can't take credit.
Sometimes, we're going to have some guests on here. So this is just, like I said, a pilot episode. We're just going to figure things
out.
Okay,
hold on. You didn't finish your thing about the quarantine.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, like, my life right now has just been... I get sidetracked way too easy. So my
Same.
Life,
just excited, bro.
My schedule's basically up all night. I'll play, you know, Minecraft. I'll watch TV shows, or I'll be releasing music. So if one thing you'll learn about me again is I am a sort of an artist, I guess. Michael,
sort of.
Michael likes to
Dude,
boost me.
You freaking kill it, bro.
Yeah, I got some music up on YouTube and SoundCloud at the moment, and I'm gonna have all of my music posted on streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. Title, all stuff like this.
We both have a lot of projects and stuff that we're working on. And we'll leave all the links to this in the description.
For me,
on Instagram, check out Official Thinking Theology. It's a page I'm going to hit up and I'm going to start running to explore religion. Or not religion, but...
Just, you know,
God.
Theology and stuff.
Yeah, theology.
Basically.
If you don't know what that is, Google it. You have the power of all
knowledge. You're listening to us,
hand.
You can Google. Yeah, well, anyways, I got some couple songs out right now. You know, they're doing pretty well. People seem to like them. Michael, especially, for no reason at all.
See, I think I figured out why you are dealing with this whole quarantine thing so much better than I am.
Because my life was non-existent before.
No, because you're staying active.
Partially, yes. Mostly
but
sleep.
I'm like, mostly me, like, I'll go to work, and then I go home, and then I'm just in my head, like, the entire time.
Understandable. That's how I am when I make music.
Yeah, I guess you have an outlet, too, that really helps you get all that out.
Yeah, there. A lot of emotions behind.
I need to figure out something. I've just been watching Rick and Morty. Like,
dude, I'm ready for season 4 to drop on, like, Hulu. Cause
I'm just going to buy it on Blu-ray. Cause
I'm going to do one of the two.
I don't have Hulu.
Swear. I usually don't have Hulu because I'm too broke for the $5 a month payment.
Same.
Jokes. Sad jokes.
I need to get a debit card.
Dude, why do you not have a debit card?
I don't know. I really like having cash in hand.
I I have money on my account that I have on there for spending, and then I have cash for
I think I might just get a reloadable debit card.
Understandable.
Because there's just something about having cash in hand that is just, like, so much more American to me. I'm very patriotic, by the way. And there's just something about having, like, this bill with a dead president and all of this American stuff on it that is just so, like, classy.
America! Yeah, I'm telling you, like, that's the reason my music hasn't been out lately, because I lost my card like an idiot. Like, honestly, it's probably at, like, Walmart on the parking lot. Not anymore. Muskogee, it's taken.
Just steal someone else's.
You're right. I haven't got any of my music uploaded, because I don't have a card right now to pay for the distribution. But it will be out soon. Like I said, my artist name is Lane Crumb. I got music on SoundCloud and YouTube. L-A-N-E.
Space.
Space! C-R-U-M. Lane Crumb. There's a really good song that is my first post that everyone seems to like. It's called Unrecognizable, and I'll leave a description to that page. In the description, I'll leave a link to that page. All right? So now that we got that out of the way, I mean, that's just basically been my life as quarantine. Just, you know, just sitting around, music, games, show, sleep.
So this is kind of an off topic, but I know a lot of really interesting facts.
Yes.
And so I'm going to tell you guys an interesting
fact of the day right here, dude.
Every podcast. Of the cast is what we're going to call it. Fact of the cast.
Fact of the cast. All right.
It rains metal on the planet Venus.
Now, see, does it? Does it really? It does. Does it really? Yes. See, we're going to have to fact check this
because
and come back to
it. I had a model Google it.
Google it?
Yeah. So I have a bit of a story here. When I was maybe, we'll say, I think I was around maybe 16. I went through a breakup, and I was, like, pretty down in my feels, and so I found this app where you can, it's, like, a live stream app. Nothing, like, provocative or anything.
No.
But there was this like, model. She wasn't, like, a, provocative model. Just, like, a regular model, but also a teacher. And, I don't want to, like,
teacher, you know,
go
kind
into
of a life guy.
Too many details. Too many details,
but not all the details, only minor details.
I became good friends with like an admin or whatever on this live stream, became somewhat good friends with her, and ended up almost as a 16-year-old saving up the money to get bus tickets and go to Seattle and hang out with them.
That cracks me up every time you say it, dude.
Yeah.
Just, I'm gonna run away.
I was
to Seattle.
I was gonna disappear for a weekend, go hang out with this dude from California.
What were you gonna tell your parents when you got back?
I wasn't gonna tell them, I was gonna leave a note. This said, listen, I promise you I will be back Monday.
What the heck?
Because I had to be back in time from school.
What the heck?
But see, we had a break. There was like a break or something. Like, so we had a few days off, and that's how I was going to get up there within a few days or something like that. And then I'd be back in time for school Monday.
That is great. That is great. He's like, man, I'm going to run away, but I got to be back for school.
Yeah.
Be back for school.
Well, because they all thought I was in my 20s, but I was really 16. But I was just really lonely, man. I needed some friends. And it just so happens I made friends from California and Seattle.
Said, okay, bud.
The funniest thing was I used a fake alias with some other person's, like, picture as the profile thing. And so they were expecting this 25-year-old.
Dude, if you rolled up, like, just, hi.
They were expecting this 25-year-old named David who looked completely different than me. And I was just going to roll up, you know, being me as a 16-year-old, being like, hey, I'm David, but my name's actually Michael. And, yeah, it didn't work. And she just kind of disappeared off the face of the earth.
She's probably in Italy living the life now as a sex slave.
Why would you take it there? What is wrong with
Europe? You? Anywhere in Europe?
She was born in Russia, so.
Nice.
It's possible maybe she just went back there. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, there's some stuff happening outside the van that we're in. I was just, like, checking
it
out.
I
got sidetracked. Anyways, so, you know, we got the music out of the way, got the quarantine out of the way. You know, we got the fact check, which, guys, it's time for the fact checked. All right? Mm-hmm. Michael, you were in the middle on your facts, man. It does not rain metal on Venus, but it does snow. Metal on
what
Venus.
Does
it's snow.
Thing?
I don't understand the
it's
difference
the
between
thing.
Snowing metal.
Snow just
and
comes
rain.
Down slower.
But that's what it said.
It just comes down slower, bro.
You're right.
So okay, Michael is mostly metal. Right. He was mostly right.
Listen,
we'll
hey,
give him that. We'll give
I
it.
I got the live streamer and the person from California to believe it. So that was
so that's all that. They're going to learn the truth one day, and they're going to hate you.
Tune in next week for a fact about llamas.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, stories, man. Stories.
Don't you have a story about a camp?
A camp?
Or something that involved how you met our friend Kyron.
Kyron. Oh, yeah. Back when I was young... My mom, I don't know if this was before the daycare. No, it was after the daycare that we went to. It was after the daycare, which was an amazing daycare, by the way. But
how old were you?
Me? At the camp or at the daycare?
Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
It was like elementary for the daycare, and we get dropped off after school. My mom she's a nurse. She works from home now, but she did work at a place, and she was all out working till like 5:30 every day. So we'd be at the daycare after school just chilling because it was a family friend. And it was a cool place. And then... it was during the summer. That's what it was. She wanted us to get active with other kids our age and not stay at a daycare. And we didn't have much to do that summer. She still had to work. So during the week, we went to this kind of like a summer camp during the day thing. We'd show up every day, chill out, do stuff, go home. And that's where I met Kyron. And me and my little brother, no joke, me and my little brother, there was another white kid there for like a week and then gone for the rest of the summer. But me and my little brother were the only white kids there. And it was like reverse segregation. Not reverse because they're still segregated, but like.
Okay. I do have a question though. Were the rest of the kids.
Everyone was black.
So there was no like Asian, Mexicans, no.
Not that I can recall because I just remember I was just trying to chill, man. I was just trying to vibe with them, and they were just pretty harsh. They were pretty rude.
Of course, see, I remember you when you were, like, 12-ish and all that, and that kind of time period and everything.
Then again, it may have just been because I was younger.
I'm not
going
to say you were stupid, but, I mean, you were very friendly, and you just kind of expected everyone else to be friendly as well.
Yeah, I really did have
because
that kind of naive mindset.
Because I remember when I first met you, when you first came to Boulevard, the school that we had went to,
you still go to?
Yeah, I still go to.
Graduating 2020.
Hey, let's go.
Graduated on Roblox. Are they going to have a graduation ceremony?
I don't know. I really don't know.
If they do, I'm going to show up.
Bet. Well, yeah, of course. Like, you're definitely invited. Everyone who listens to this podcast is invited.
Yeah, guys. You're going to find out where Michael lives.
And then you're going to follow me to my school and join my grad... Or not join, but
yeah,
watch my graduation.
Yeah, we're
going to
all bring him money.
Ceremony. And then we're going
to... Everyone record, bring money.
We're going to record the podcast on stage as they hand me my diploma. While Gavin's playing music.
Yes, dude.
I'm talking
I'm going to be back there playing music on my guitar, and he's going to be... graduating, and then we're just gonna be like, yo, Mike, so what do you think about this?
Podcast it up. But anyways, so when you first came there, I remember we didn't get along too well at first. I don't know, you were just like super friendly and outgoing, and I was pretty kind of to myself.
Yeah, I don't think we really became like close until eighth grade because I was there.
No,
eighth.
We came close because I remember
it was later in the year.
When we first really, it was kind
of
later in the year.
Was it through basketball that we came close? I think it was through basketball.
No, because I was in. I want to say I can't remember.
No,
because there was a year I didn't do it. But anyways, we were at that Buffalo field trip that we would always take.
Yeah.
I remember that was the first time me and you really hung out, and we had like a blast.
That was great.
And I just remember, like that's when we really first, like, started becoming really good friends. And then everything just, like...
I remember making out with Tappy, like, all over the place. Just because Miss Purdue, like, told us not to do anything. So we're like, yeah, we're going to kiss everywhere. Me being, like, the little kid I was like, all right, bet.
Just name dropping again.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I didn't name drop about the song, though, so we're good.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Tappy.
Jesus. But anyways, yeah. I mean, you're pretty lit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a cool place, and I enjoyed it. And later on in the end, more kids that were my age kind of got used to me, and we did kind of team up on Avery. He wasn't lying about that part. But, like, I wanted to fit in. So Avery had his friends, too, and we were just all vibing around. There was one time in there, when we were going swimming the next day at the swim park over there by Hatbox. I can't remember the place. With the lazy river?
Yeah.
So we're going swimming there the next day. Well, the night before, I got an injury on my body getting pushed into a window, okay?
Now, he says on his body, but what he means specifically is his butt.
On my butt. on my back end. I'm not even kidding, dude.
So explain how you got...
Oh, my God. So...
the butt gash.
I was young, and my weird self at the time had a phase where I liked to dress up real nice no matter what I was doing. So...
Post Malone who?
Yeah, I looked like trash, but I would dress up nice. It's all good. So
no,
I...
Post Malone, he used to, like, every day, I think he said for, like, fifth grade, he wore a suit and tie.
Dude, I swear to God, I did too at, not Boulevard, at Muskogee High. I would dress up in, like suits and all that. Well, anyways, so I'm in a sweater, and I'm walking down the hall, and my older brother comes out, and I'm, like, trying to take off the sweater in the hall, but it was too small, and it got stuck over my head. Like, my arms are above my head, I'm stuck, and I can't get out of the sweater, and I can't see. And my older brother's walking, he's like, move. And I was like, I can't. And he, like, starts pushing me back, and then he pushes me into the room. And in this room that I was in at the time, it has, like, a 6-foot-wide, 4-foot-tall glass panel that was a window. And it had been weakened by our goats, because our goats would get up there and ram their horns into it, and it would never break because it was, like, 2 inches thick. And one day it just, you know, they weakened it down. He pushed me into the window, and it just shatters. It shatters, glass goes inside of me. Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
I was just thinking, because you said it was like 2 inches. I'm like, so this is the story about how Gavin got 2 inches in the butt.
Oh, my God. Michael, I'm going to say it again, and if you laugh, I'm going to get up and walk out the door.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Don't smile. Don't cover your mouth. Michael. So I get pushed into the window. And the glass goes inside of me, and then he pushes me down. He doesn't push me fully through it. He pushes me down, so I'm sitting on the ground of my floor with glass just broken off inside of me, and my mom had to dig it out. She's a nurse, like I said, so she... Michael, stop!
I wasn't laughing. It sounds like it hurts.
She patches it up, takes out the glass, and I had to go...
Can we just say, like, thank God for moms in the medical field? Oh, like, my mom, dude, works... In hospice and whatnot. So, yeah, respect.
Oh, my gosh. Except for those times when you're, like, seriously injured. She's like, nah, tough it out.
Nah, especially, like, for the times you're trying to play sick so you don't have to go to school.
Oh, dude, and they call you out on it.
Yeah.
Freaking. At this point in life, if I just don't want to go, I just tell my mom straight up, Mom, I'm not going today. Like, I can't handle it today. I need a day off.
She's I've done that a few times just because, like, of, like, more mental strain than anything.
Yeah, it's what it
and
was.
And my mom's been somewhat understanding. Like, there was a couple times last year where I'd had, like, some rough patches, and I was like, yo, I can't. And she was like, all right.
Yeah, I mean, my mom's real understanding.
Of course, she always made me go to my grandma's.
She just told me go to my room, and, you know, earlier in the day, she was like, you can't do anything, just sit in there and read or something, study. Nowadays, she's just like, yeah, we'll go, just have fun today, just rest up, get better, and then, like, tomorrow, we'll just hit it hard. I'm like, okay, you know, I can do. So, anyways, we get off track way too much. But anyways.
So, your mom was patching up your butt.
Yeah, she was patching me up. And the next day at this camp, we were going swimming in a chloroform-filled pool. Now, I don't know about y'all, but if you've ever had chlorine. If you ever had chlorine in an open wound, oh, it's so painful.
No, okay. So painful. This is kind of gross, but I'm going to get into it. Has anyone had those experiences where, like, there's like too much chlorine in a pool, and, too much chlorine in a pool. And so, like, you get that, like, rash thing on your crotch region.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. I remember my aunt, we would go and swim in her pool, and I would always get that. And, like, I would hurt and complain about it, and no one freaking believed me. Until my dad got it.
You can't really, and then, like, everyone, you can't really, like, just sit here and show it off. It's around your groin area. You're just like, hey, look,
you meant sit. That's what he meant to say. He meant sit, S-I-T.
What?
You were slurring your words.
It said show it off. You're like, hey,
you said you can't really sit and show it off, but...
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes, because that other... It makes total sense, dude. We're trying not to be vulgar here, you know, kind of keeping it clean.
Yeah, so my dad got it, and then everyone was like, oh, yeah. And so, like, my mom was, like, figured out, like, yeah. And so I was like, really? Like, you don't believe when I had it. Excuse me. But anyways, yeah, you got chlorine in your butt wound.
Yeah, my butt wound. I was bit in the buttocks. All right, Michael, didn't you have a story about
getting your windows, yep, too? All right, so I knew this person. This is kind of creepy. I knew this person who got really mad at someone and was like, I'm going...
Joe Exotic? Carol?
Carol. She was like, I'm going to learn black magic and make a voodoo doll of this person to torture them. She was like, She thought she was serious, but she also, like, she was just saying out of spite, you know, she wasn't really meaning it or nothing. But, like, I remember at the time, because I was super young, it scared the crap out of me. I had a dream about this person made the voodoo doll and cut off the arms. And I was friends with this person that she was mad at. And she was, like, reaching out a window, and the window, like, came down and, like, cut off both her arms.
Oh.
And then I remember it scared me. And so I made them be friends, and it worked.
You made them be friends?
I literally manipulated the situation. I would go between the two of them, being like, they actually were saying this about you, saying, like, really nice stuff. I was just lying. And they ended up believing
it.
Dude,
I did that with
Avery.
They
became, like, great friends.
Dude, okay. Your story done?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't want to, like, just bust into it and just, like, yeah, okay, anyways. So we're down in Galveston last summer with my buddy Severin.
That's located in Texas.
Texas, yes. Y'all guys should know this.
There's a beach
there.
It's
a crappy beach. I don't like it.
But
I don't like the color.
I went on a cruise ship and we boarded there.
I'm broke. I'm not going on a cruise ship.
It was paid for by someone else.
Okay. I'm going to get this like $40 round cruise ship trip with this coronavirus and go get Corona. But anyways, so we're down there and me and my brother and my friend are in the pool. Me and my two little brothers, Avery and Taylor, they're in the pool. And me and my friend Severin are in the pool. And there's these two girls. And one of them was pretty cute, and the other one, she was kind of cute. And I was sitting there, and I kind of manipulated the situation because I just wanted to have fun. I was like, this is going to end badly. I want to watch it happen. So I went, and I was telling my brother, hey, go talk to that girl right there, because he said she was cute. And I was like, go talk to her. Go talk to her. And he was like, nah, you know, I'm scared. I don't want to do it. And I was like, oh, it's, you know, he went inside. So I went up to her, and I was like, hey, my brother said that you're cute, and when he comes back, he wants to come and talk to you. He did not say that. He did not. But I told her that he was going to talk to her. And then when he came back out, he saw me talking to her. So his face kind of got scared. And when he got back in the pool, I went over to him and I was like, Avery, she just told me that you're cute and she wants you to come up and talk to her. And so he's like, really? And we're sitting there hyping him up. Me and my friend are hyping him up, telling him, yeah, dude, she said you're cute. Yeah, she wants to talk to you. So finally I get him talking and we're talking as a group. And I point to her friend and I was like, hey, come here. So I walk off with them. I leave them alone and I'm just start talking to her. I was like, yeah, I just wanted to watch this happen. And she was like, yeah, dude, it's funny. Dude, so we're sitting there talking. I got her number. We talked for a little bit, like after I left Galveston and then never talked again. I can't even remember her name. So if you listen to this and you see it on my Snapchat, I'm sorry that we fell off. That was not cool. But from what I know, my brother still talks to your friends. So she straight up told him, like, after we left Galveston, she texted him. I was like, yeah, I don't want to date or anything. I was just kind of talking to you because I had no one else to talk to. And I was like,
ouch. Oh, that sucks.
Like, ouch.
What a jerk.
Anyways, that it was the funniest moment of my life trying to watch him talk to her. It was great, dude. My brother's like Kevin Malone from The Office. It is hilarious.
Dude, your brother, I remember when I first met him, it was at church. And, like, he's kind of annoying. But, like, it had been a while since I'd seen him. Because me and Gavin were, like, texting and stuff. We ain't seen each other in a long time. And so I came over to his house.
Yeah, we'll have periods where we just, like, don't talk
for a
long time.
I know, it's so odd. But we,
then
like,
pick up right back where
right
we left off.
Left off.
It's just we both get busy.
But now we got a podcast,
so
we got
to We have to. There's no choice about it.
But, like, I came to his house for the first time, like, I actually never spent the night at his house. But I came over to her house and saw his brother, Avery, for the first time, like, a long time. And, dude, like, he's really grown up. And, like, he's actually really pretty fun to be around now.
He's cool to be around him most of the time.
Of course, I don't have to deal with him all the time like you do.
Yeah, there's some points when you just want to punch him.
I see it from the friend of the brother, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're like, you see it from the brother aspect.
Yeah, the brother of the brother.
You got to deal with him, like, all the time, so I'm sure it's a lot different for you.
Yeah, he's a cool kid to be around. I'm not going to trash my brothers because I love my brothers. I love my family. But sometimes, Avery, just back off. Go away.
We're trying to record a podcast.
Yeah, we were. We were trying to record the first. We try to record this before this, and later on, maybe, you know, if we get big enough, we'll release it. But for now, y'all are just going to have to wonder.
If you guys want to buy the bloopers.
Buy the bloopers, dude.
Help support us. We need better mics.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. But I feel like we should continue to record it in the
van. Yeah, that's what I plan on doing.
Because
it's like,
kind of a vibe, dude. Like,
it is. Like, but I want to get some actual microphone set up. Maybe use my laptop to actually edit.
Yeah.
And, you know,
We're gonna
get a video podcast going at some point. But for now, this is what we'll do.
And I'm going to have another podcast as well where I explore different religious territories.
We don't want to throw that in too much there, Michael.
Hopefully with a friend of mine.
Like I said, links in description are going to be for my music page, for his pages, you know, everything. Links are going to be in the description.
Dude,
so just check those out.
Religious beliefs.
Not right now. We're actually about, let me see, about 40 minutes in here, so we'll keep going for a bit.
Short podcasts.
We'll keep it going for about an hour, maybe an hour 20, you know, keep it pretty nice.
At least an hour.
So
5 hours max.
So what we were talking about before we were setting this up, we were talking about Toby Turner, dude.
Oh my God.
Toby Turner,
dude.
Fell. Like, oh man, that's just a whole situation in itself.
So me and Gavin grew up on him.
Yes.
And like,
I went from playing Minecraft to watching him play Minecraft, I swear.
Oh, dude, his Minecrafts were so good.
Brother Pig.
Dude, I feel like he would do great on Twitch if he could come back.
I love how he, like, didn't understand at all what he did, because he played Terraria, so he didn't understand Minecraft at all. Yeah. He was like, how do I craft? And he tried crafting, like, a cactus pickaxe. I was like, what?
Dude, he's such a character. So, like, I gotta know, like, for those of you who know who he is and know his story, like, do y'all actually believe that whole bull crap with that one chick who, like, made, like, the rape accusations?
I mean, the allegations got proved false anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, his
entire career ended over some chick who made false accusations.
Yeah.
That messes me up, dude.
I mean, that, it makes me upset just to see, like, how she could have just completely, I mean, his life didn't get ruined, but it got put down a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his YouTube, I don't think he's posting it in like 7-8 months. They took away his ad benefits or cut him in half. They put him out of recommendations. I mean, it was just a whole thing, man. Over some chick who just wanted to give him trouble.
Toby, come back. Come back, Toby.
Toby, come on the podcast. Be our guest.
Dude, come on and defend yourself.
Please.
Tell us the story. Your side of the story.
From what I heard when I watched his video, what I think, look.
So he uploaded a week ago on Tobuscus. Now on Toby Turner.
He still uploads every now and then.
He uploaded a month ago.
So yeah, he's uploading now. When I checked it out, this was maybe 2 months ago, and he hadn't uploaded in like 7 months.
Yeah, and on Toby Games, he uploaded 13 hours ago.
He's been posting back on.
God of War.
He came back, but, you know, he's still not out there anymore.
Yeah, no, he's getting, like not a whole lot of views.
So, I mean, I guess it's just a diehard fan still going to keep watching, but...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and freaking...
Yeah, now that I know that he's posting more...
Everyone needs to go and watch him because he's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I had no clue because I checked him out. He was not posting, but I'm definitely going to start watching again. But, you know, from what I was watching his video when he was talking about it, some chick... not only just rape, but she basically said that he was abusing her physically,
like,
and mentally.
Drugged her or something.
Yeah, and just a whole bunch of just total
nonsense.
Crap, man. I mean, it's crazy.
Rape culture sucks.
Rape nation.
Okay. But no, so
Michael, read the quote of the day, bro.
No, do you remember the do you remember this whole subscribe to PewDiePie thing?
Subscribe to PewDiePie.
When everyone was trying to get PewDiePie to not be passed by T-Series?
No, I do not know about this.
Oh, were you living under a rock? It was everywhere. Mr. Beast was buying out...
Dude, I've only just started watching PewDiePie.
Dude, no, Mr. Beast was buying out billboards in New York and, like everyone to get people to subscribe to PewDiePie.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Tree Lawn Musk.
Subscribe to Tobuscus. Mm-hmm. Like, that needs to be a thing. Mr. Beast.
Subscribe.
You know what to
do. I'm going to put up billboards.
In New York Times. Or, not New York Times. In New York Times Square.
New York!
Okay. Gavin wrote an advice of the day.
It's a quote of the day, dude.
It says advice of the day.
Wait, where at?
Oh, quote of the day. Oh.
The quote of the day, bro. This is a real quote, I swear to God.
We're not going to put that in. There's no way.
All right, guys, if y'all are going to have to message me to find out this quote.
There's no way we're putting that in.
Michael,
we're
going
to try not
quote.
To be vulgar.
Michael does not like my quote.
Immediately tries
dude.
To quote Shaq in a very vulgar
Shaq
way.
Shaq didn't say that.
Well, it says Shaq 2016.
I was bored, dude. I didn't want to look up actual quotes. I wasn't prepared for this. So, Trevor Wallace, man. Trevor, you do watch him any?
No.
Oh, man. I didn't like him at first. I just didn't like the kind of content that he put out. But lately, I've been really getting into it. I don't know if it's just quarantine messing with my head. But I showed you that video, didn't I? Interview with hand sanitizer in 2020. Yeah. That's the dude. That video right there, that's mine. No, that's a nine. That's a great guy right there from... If you knew anything about him, he used to be in, like, a high level in a business.
you know, some corporate business, and he was making a lot of money. You know, he had an actual good job going on, and he quit it all to do comedy.
Oh,
stand up. He does stand up. He does skits. You know, he's part of this group called Sheraldies. I think that's what it's called. I don't pay attention to the group so much as I do him. But he's definitely a cool dude, man. I can't remember why I put him in here to talk about, but it was some specific thing. We'll come back to it, and I'll figure it out. So there's a story behind the advice of the day. There's a complete story behind the advice. I'm not going to drop a name, but okay. There's a complete story behind this.
It's an actual story, and yes. This isn't just some vulgar quote.
No, not like the quote of the day. The advice of the day is real stuff, real life experience, not for me.
Okay, so Gavin wrote down on the advice of the day, which we'll try to put in.
You got
to
put the emphasis, dude.
Advice of the cast.
Advice of the cast.
That's what we'll call it. Well, advice of the cast, he puts, do not put a male appendage on a stove. Now, what's the...
A male appendage?
What's the
it
story?
Says, do not put your penis on a stove.
Oh, Jesus.
It's okay, Mike. We didn't use other vulgar words. So the story behind this comes from one of my friends, in which he's going to listen to this and he's going to text me and he'll be like, dude, what the heck?
Whoever you
like,
are, I'm so sorry. Gavin's uncontrollable.
Dude, he literally put his male appendage on a heater for 30 seconds during a game of like dare. Like, he put it on it for 30 seconds, dude. Imagine the pain. Imagine the pain that you're going to feel.
I remember one time because I think my mom was watching Grey's Anatomy, some hospital show, and there was like a guy that came in, and basically he had put his wiener in a hornet's nest.
You just remind me of that video. When I was 9, I was brutally molested. That's a great video right there, dude. All right. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, no, he just stuck in a hornet's nest. There's not much to it.
Oh,
that
my
was it.
Gosh.
His wife went away.
Grey's Anatomy?
I guess. It's some medical show.
Oh, dude, that does not sound like the move right there.
No, it's really
that
not.
That does not sound good.
Like, how do you save that?
You don't.
You don't.
You don't.
You just move on. You're just a woman now.
That's just it for you. You're done. Oh, I don't think God. I want to live with the aftermath of that. I don't think I want to. I
want to be stung by a hornet, though.
You've never been stung by a hornet?
No. So I've been stung by bees.
Oh,
I've been stung by red wasps. I want to be stung by...
Wasp is kind of the closest you're going to get unless you actually get...
I want to be stung by a yellow jacket.
Oh, no, no,
and
no,
a hornet.
No, no,
because
no,
I want to
no.
know if I'm deadly allergic or not.
What the?
Because, like, I literally, for the longest
if
time...
If I die, I'll know.
For the longest time, I wanted to be stung by a bee because I wanted to know if I was allergic or not. Got stung by a bee, not allergic. Same thing with wasps. I aggravated a wasp nest just so I could find out. Got stung multiple times.
That's
not allergic. Not allergic.
With bees, they sting just one time. You know, it usually comes out 99% of the time.
They
pull out and then they die. With wasps, their stinger does not come out and they'll sting you multiple freaking times.
Well, I was running, and so...
Yeah, they don't...
I was mowing.
They don't sting one time. They sting multiple. And the scary thing for me is always getting stung by stuff like that is because wasp, yellow jackets, hornets, stuff like that, they will mostly wasp. They'll, I don't know about the other two. I'm just throwing those in there. But they'll insert their larva when they sting you inside of your body. That way it'll hatch and the larva will eat itself from the way, like, inside out.
That's so cool.
That's what they do with caterpillars, stuff like that. They'll sting them, put their larva inside, and then their babies are going to hatch feeding on the caterpillar from the inside
That's
out.
That's like some Rick and Morty type.
Have you
like...
seen the show on Netflix, Seven Seeds? I think I mentioned it to you.
I don't think so.
Seven Seeds is like it's a Netflix original anime, and it's about these people, and then an asteroid would be... I'm only a couple episodes in, so I don't really know the whole gist of it yet, but this asteroid was supposedly going to hit Earth. Mm-hmm. And these people from across the world, they set up these, like, what is it called? Cryogenic labs where they would freeze people... And then release them once they get older. Or, I mean, not older. After the aftermath of the trauma had happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had released these people on the New Earth, which I call it the New Earth, because, like, after this asteroid had hit and the world had kind of rebuilt itself, the whole layout of the world's changed. The oceans had risen, covered up, like, Tokyo and stuff like that. So everything had changed. And, is he coming over here? He's coming over.
Pause this real quick.
Brief intermission on the podcast.
Right back.
Sorry about that. We're right back. Anyway, so what had happened was they released these people, and they're supposed to be like five people per pod or team or whatever. And they had like people who volunteered, like people who could lead the teams. They volunteered, and they were like, yeah, okay, we choose you. We're going to have you lead team Summer A, Summer B, Winter A. It was basically the seasons in A and B. Okay. So they had like a couple teams set out, and it's just animals have been mutated and the world has completely changed and they're out. And what reminds me of that from what I said is these bugs that they had there. There was inside like the first or second episode, a bug had stung one of the guys, and the guy came back and then he was like, hey guys, I found a way away from these bugs, you know, follow me. And they follow him into a cave. He was a leader. And then she remembered that when she was young, she learned how the wasp would put it in a caterpillar, which is how it reminded me of it, because I forgot that fact completely. Fact of the day, guys. Fact of the cast. the bugs had inserted their larva inside of the guy. And you just see the bugs shooting out of the guy.
Oh.
He sacrificed himself. He wasn't a good guy in the series, but he sacrificed himself in the end to save everyone else. He was like, guys, he was like, go. And then he sets himself on fire so the bugs will run away and they can get out safely. So, I mean, it's a good show. Definitely something to look into. But it's crazy, dude. Man. Like, I want to kind of see it happen, but that seems like
scary. Dude, you got to imagine. Netflix and, like, Hulu and, like, Disney Plus and all the streaming services must be, like...
They're making mad money on this whole corona thing. Dude, I swear they
everyone's
are.
Everyone's quarantined watching Netflix.
Where are we getting the money?
But no, so it's kind of off topic. But this is, the first episode of the cast. Waiting for Ascension. I imagine most of the people that are going to be listening to this are your friends.
Yeah, just some friends.
To get the base ground set,
got to start with the fam.
So they don't know anything about me.
Some friends.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot of your friends.
I have friends that are mixed friends.
Yeah, what's one thing about yourself that most of your friends want to know?
That's a tough question, because I'm pretty open with all of my friends. They got the majority of the... I don't know, dude. Like, one thing that most people don't know about me is I'm a mad reader, dude. I love reading books. Really? I mean, you saw all those books. I've read every one of those at least twice.
Oh, my gosh.
Except for the smaller little ones. I got those from my great aunt before she passed. She gave me this whole set of series.
Just context. He has a closet full of books.
Yeah, I literally do. My bookshelf broke. So, too much weight. You know, I'll read those eventually. It's just I'm not ready for those memories to bring
back. Oh, yeah, for sure. Back, for sure. You
know? Her birthday is tomorrow, like I said.
Man.
So, I mean, definitely, I'm a huge reader. You know, other things about me would just be, you know, I like playing guitar. I'm self-taught
everything he knows on YouTube, like, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I learned some stuff on YouTube, started picking other stuff up. Yeah, it sucks because I don't know, like, individual notes and most chords that I actually play. I don't know the names of. I don't know any scales and stuff. So I mean, that sucks. So, just quick tip
for notes. Pull out your tuner.
Pull my tuner, yeah. Learn your notes. When I hit that high E on my voice.
I didn't even know you're a huge reader. That's crazy. That's awesome. Yeah. I got some books for you then.
You didn't even know?
Nah.
I think you used to know back, but I mean, it hasn't really been something I talk about.
Well, I've known that you do read, but yeah. I didn't know you were...
No, I'm a huge reader. I love mostly, like, I'm a horror freak. I love watching horror movies. There's not many that actually scare me.
I'm a huge horror.
They're more about jump scare than they are. But when it comes to books, I love psychological books, you know, that just completely mess with your mind. That's the kind of stuff that I completely love.
Of movies. I read a lot of self-help books.
Self-help. I got a bunch of those that I've read through, but I need help. I got a bunch of those, but I haven't really, like, paid much attention to them, because who would?
Your foot.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, so, I mean, a lot of y'all probably don't even know me, though. My name is Michael.
I'm Gavin, by the way.
I'm pretty cool if you get to know me. I don't know how to talk about myself.
That me neither. That's what I was like,
Gavin, tell them about me.
Okay.
Because you probably know more about me than I do.
So, Michael. Talk about it. Ryan Dean, the buddy.
You sure that middle name dropped.
Yeah, I did. Everybody go Facebook him real quick.
Real quick, real like, I hate it. Don't ever Google me. Don't ever look me on Facebook. I never use it. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, I mean, I use it
for the Walking Dead fan page. That's it. So yeah, quick interesting fact. I have two brothers, Derek Michael and and Christopher Ryan. And so I got both of their middle names. So they got Michael Ryan.
I remember that, but I told him that's something I forgot, dude.
Yeah. That's love my brothers. Love my family.
Michael's a really chill dude. I mean, like, just from the moment that we started talking and hanging out, we really clicked. And, you know, he's just a cool guy to be. Michael also plays guitar.
Not very well.
Not very. He plays pretty good. You know, back in the day, he was really like, oh my gosh, I wish I can play like that. Now I think I'm there.
No, now after, Gavin's exceeded after a couple me, years. And now I'm like, man, I wish I could play like that.
After a couple years, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm there. Now I'm looking up to my buddy Declan. This dude's a freaking god. But hopefully someday I'll be there too. He's been playing a long time.
Yeah, you're going ham, dude.
Yeah, it's, you know, music's something that I love to pursue. And, you know,
it's always been a huge therapy for me.
Yeah, and then Michael, you play piano, don't you?
Not really. I know enough that if I took the time to learn a song, I could, but it may take me a while.
Yeah, that's, I never really got a hang of piano.
I know my
piano.
Notes and chords, but I can't really piece them together.
That's, I just never really, like, got a hang of it, because I don't ever sit down and just play like I did with guitar.
I took lessons for a little bit with the guy that taught me guitar, but then we had to...
Like, I can play bass, guitar, ukulele, all that kind of stuff.
Dude, ukulele's
but,
awesome.
But, like, just, like, piano is just
most
something I can't
thug
get
instrument
into.
Ever created.
Thug instrument. Yeah. You're right, dude. Eminem's using it in all of his songs.
Well, I mean, I'm a brag on Gavin because he bragged on
me. Nah, don't brag on me.
Gavin's straight up like the homie, dude. Like, literally, I've kind of been in my feels today. Like, I've just been kind of having a rough day.
Yeah, Michael just hit me up. It's like, hey, can I come hang out? And I was
I hit him up. I'm like, yo, I need to get out, you know, and I need a little bit of distraction. Can we hang out? And he was like, absolutely. Like, Gavin's just one of those people who is, like, crazy reliable.
Yeah, I'll give you the shirt on my back if you ask.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I always like to be there.
He's super reliable, and, like, he's a really just, like, a stand-up guy.
Thanks, man.
And so, like, yeah. Gavin's the homie.
And, you know, it comes with its faults, too. Like, people, they'll screw me over, and I'll still have their back,
you.
Dude.
See, I used to be like Gavin. I used to be very open.
I get basically a 3-rule, policy. If you screw me over the third time, then that's it. You know, I might actually just beat the crap out of you. But
for me, I think my 3-rule policy was 3 people screwed me over, and I couldn't care.
He said that was it for me.
I used to be pretty open like Gavin, but I think after like you were saying, people try to use you, man. And like I think that kind of went to my head. And I couldn't handle it. I couldn't take anymore. So I ended up kind of being more closed off. But I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to get out of my shell. Gavin's helped me with that.
Michael's a really good dude,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Gavin's pretty open. And he's kind of
helping
me pull out.
This is our podcast now, just bragging on each other?
Yeah, well, I think this is another reason why the podcast has kind of helped me, too, is kind of helped me, like, step out.
It's been something I wanted to do, but I couldn't find anybody who wanted to do it. So I was like, Michael, you want to do a podcast? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, great, because I already got all this stuff set up.
Yeah, because like, me and my buddy, we tried making one as well. But I think because of the way that me and him bounce off and kind of like our interests, that podcast would be better for the Thinking Theology. Thinking Theology isn't going to be a podcast specifically. It's going to be a multitude of things. But I think that's one branch that I want to pursue. And I'm really wanting this guy to help me out as well with it. So I had a little bit of more... I'd experimented with it more, so I was pretty open to it. But I think this will kind of help me get on my shell. I think I'm going to have to make my Instagram public. I think that's the move.
Make the Instagram public, dude. Yeah. That's what I did with mine. At first, I was like, I don't want anybody on here. And now I'm just like, hey, guys, follow. I got another Instagram that I just used to follow back from my friends. That one, and
that's
just mostly
at Michael Ryan Dean, if you want to follow.
We're going to put all this stuff in the description. You're shouting it all out, dude.
I'm still going to plug it.
You plug it. So, like... You know, we're wrapping up this first episode. And
We had a good...
We got a good almost an hour going on. You know, this one's probably going to be a little bit shorter than...
Nah, we're going to hold out for 2 more minutes.
Hold out for 2? For 7. But like...
Wait, what? Oh, it's 53.
Yeah, it was 53 minutes here. But, you know,
so,
they're usually going to be over an hour.
And tell us some stuff that you want, because, like, the reason why this is a bit shorter is we want to know what y'all want us to
discuss.
Didn't
really have that content packed in.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of a free range. We talked about the corona. We talked
I'll definitely have people tell
Trump.
Us some content that they want to hear. So, I mean, by next
week. We
talked
about each other and, like, who we are and our interests. I feel like we got a pretty good basis. I feel like this is going to be a thing where people can really just kind of get to know who we are and the way our brains work.
Y'all don't want to know the way my brain works.
Like, my brain works in a very demented, not okay way. But, it's, how do I explain it? It'll be cool to explore our personalities.
Yeah, it'd be just, it's really something cool that we want to do. I mean, so definitely, guys, we're just going to have you comment,
preferably comment and not message me, because I want this to get out there.
Yeah, so comments, guys, YouTube comments. This is going to be primarily a YouTube podcast. Comments.
Until I get it on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Also, you may be wondering what Waiting for Ascension means. And if you are wondering that, tune in to all the podcasts from here on out, and maybe we'll explain it
maybe
on one
we'll
of them.
Find out.
Because we know what it means.
I mean, just looking forward, this is going
to
be
we
really
got a lot packed
cool.
in. We got a lot of things we want to talk about. But
I think we set a good ground base.
We
got to
leave
good...
you with some cliffhangers, otherwise you're not going to tune back in. So
yeah, dude, like that tarantula on Michael's back right there.
Yeah, he tickles.
What? Dude, I mean, we got 5 more minutes, so let's just real quick just shout out one of my favorite shows, The Office.
Oh, we love The Office. No, okay. Dude, so we got to give some advice for y'all in quarantine right now. Watch The Office, okay? If you need some music, listen, hold up. All right, since we're in my van, every week I plan on having a new CD to tell y'all to listen to. Because I don't have Bluetooth
Dude,
and aux
got,
in here.
I got a whole trunk
so
full of CDs. Right
I'm
now.
Just going to go through my CDs. All right. So we got Queen's Greatest Hits, Volume 1, 2, and 3. We got the Very Best of Bob Dylan. We got Rush, Working Men.
Dude, Rush right there. That's what
We got AC/DC, Back in Black.
So you already kind of seen the kind of music that we listen to.
We got Journey's Greatest Hits, Volumes 1 and 2. We got Boston's self-titled album, Boston, and the very best of the Allman Brothers Band. All right, so every week I'll have a new CD for y'all to go listen to. We're going to make it through Corona. We got to stick together. We got to help each other. We got to help the elderly. We got to help the people that can't help themselves. Be good to each other.
And then we're going to leave you with a very sad note. We're not going to leave right after this. I still got something else to run through, but from June 1st until about August 14th, the co-host Gavin will not be around for this podcast, but we're not going to stop it. We're going to have Michael, and he's going to bring in a guest each week. You think you can manage that?
Oh, yeah.
I can definitely get some people set up down for it, but I will be at boot camp, basic training out in South Carolina, Fort Jackson. So that's where I'm going to be grinding every day.
Absolutely.
Getting yelled at.
For you know, sure. Yeah, I mean, I'll carry it on if that's what you want me to do.
I want it to be carried. I don't want to have to be a huge chunk of time gone.
All right,
but so we can set up like a guest and you.
Well, that's gonna be awkward, man. Like, cause I mean, here's the thing I like about recording it in my van, because we can just pull up to a guest house or whatever and just record it.
You're right.
It's
you're
mobile,
right.
So we don't have to have people over. We don't really gotta schedule it. We can just
roll
pop
up.
It out. If we can't hang out for like a large period of time that week, I'll be able just to pull up at your house. You can hop in. We record it for an hour.
Yeah, we got
know.
An hour. I mean, we can even just, I don't know. Are you good at talking and driving? I don't want to die.
Talking to, we could just drive around, dude.
Like, I don't want to die.
People just honking at us. And
yeah. So, I mean, looking forward, we're expecting to do some pretty big things.
This is going to be a pretty cool cast. I mean, even if it don't get a whole lot of listens, this is something that you got to treat it as a hobby.
That's
first.
Like my music, man. Like, my music, I don't expect anything because I don't necessarily like my voice, and I don't expect to be playing big stages. I want to do some gigs. You know, I could probably get that set up. But for me, it's just like, hey, you know, what's going to be around when I'm gone?
Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
I got some quotes out there. We'll start throwing those in every week. But I got some quotes saved in my Snapchat that people still use all the time. I see it on their Snapchat story, and they won't mention me, which makes me mad. Give me credit, guys. But, like, people use my quotes, and then I have my music that people listen to.
Just tagging,
even if it's 20 people listen to my music, that's still, like, something's going to be here when I'm gone. I'm going to leave a mark. And
I
this podcast,
too,
definitely.
Like, for me, it's like, I don't know. My whole deal is, like, who am I? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, I got to figure out who I am. And I think really when I've had like serious breakthroughs in my like identity and who I am as a person, my personality, it's been when I'm just rambling on about random things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this whole podcast too will be something that
Michael's going to find out who he is along with
you
guys. Yeah.
I can look back on this podcast and be like, I really like that about myself, or I need to work on that, you know? And so this will be a very introspective thing for me to help me as well.
So I don't think we're gonna have a set date for like every day, every week. It might just be when we can find time, but
well, I feel like we'll probably release them
I'm gonna,
on a set date.
Honestly, oh, I'm thinking like I'm gonna release a SoundCloud version tonight, and then I have to go back and I have to edit it to where it'll go on YouTube as a video file. So that's gonna take a fat minute. So I got an app on my phone where I can just do it, but it's gonna take a while because it's an hour video. So I can definitely, you know, I'm planning on releasing the SoundCloud version tonight. So all y'all guys are gonna be hearing it tonight. It was recorded today, and then tomorrow look on YouTube because we're gonna have a copy up there.
So we can just release some like say like SoundCloud on Thursday, and then YouTube on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I'll release one day because I can just instantly just upload right after we click done and then the next day. All right,
so if y'all want early access on Thursdays, it'll be released Thursday at like 12 p.m. probably.
Sometime.
It'll be released on Thursday on SoundCloud for early access and then on Fridays on YouTube. So if you want early access, check out the SoundCloud. While you're there, check out Langcrum.
Yeah, Langcrum. I'm going to put all those just links in the description.
Absolutely. And then so early access on SoundCloud. Check out Langcrum on there while you're there. And then the podcast on YouTube will be out Friday. It's not a video podcast.
Not yet.
But
not yet.
Yeah, hopefully one day for sure when we get a better setup going here in the I gotta name my van, dude. What are we gonna name the van, bro?
Dude, I don't even. What are we gonna name the van? It's a hippie van. We got to get a hippie vibe going on, dude.
Oh, yeah. What's a good hippie name for this?
Are we doing male or a female name? It has to be one of the two?
I was just thinking just like a title.
The title?
No, like a title. Like a title. For the van, you know? Like,
Dude, Mystery Machine's already taken. What are we going to
use? Dude, I want to paint it like the Mystery Machine.
Oh, but no, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, like legit. So I'm not necessarily a hippie. However.
The hippie vibe's nice, though.
It's so relaxing. There's something about it. And I wanted to have the van to where I can just, like, drive somewhere and sleep in it. You know what I mean? Like, go camping in it or something. I mean, want to be able to be, like, very mobile. You know what I mean?
I mean, you could set up your stuff, you know, drive up there, set it up around a campsite.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Use your van as a little trailer. I mean.
For sure.
Definitely.
So, I mean, yeah, but we'll figure out a name for it. But I think this is probably a pretty good time to wrap it up, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. Check out these links in the description.
Absolutely, check the description.
You know, thank y'all guys for tuning in, and we're going to be happy to release a new video or a new audio file for you next week. You know, just remember.
This has been Waiting for Ascension.
Waiting for Ascension. Give us a like, give us a subscribe, you know, keep tuned in, and definitely comment down below.
Follow our Instagrams.
Yes, all of them. Definitely comment
Michael Ryan Dean
down below what you want to hear.
Plug your Instagram.
Yo, the Mad Liker. It's the_Mad_Liker. That's the one that I will be most active on. And we're going to make an Instagram account for our podcast. So that'll be coming in the future. Just, you know, leave a comment. Let us know what you want to hear. And thank y'all guys for tuning in.
Y'all are dope.
All right.